It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple's WWDC 2023 is just days away. We discuss all the speculation on the upcoming mixed reality headset. Apple Pro editing apps make it to the iPad. New Apple Pride watch face and band. And the Series 9 may get a speed bump. Plus reviews of Make Something Wonderful, Steve Jobs' book, and using Apple Pay in New York and at concerts. This and much, much more. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 442, recorded Thursday, June 1st, 2023. The Van Damme Band Patent.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the still the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Happy June, Tom.
Happy June. Wow. What happened? I blinked. May was is gone.
Here we are.
Already into June. I know. And of course, also joining us here is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Vincent. Yeah, in like 22 days, the days start getting shorter.
Oh.
Already? Wow.
Yeah, it's like the summer solstice.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's the longest day of the year.
Yeah.
And then isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible to think about that way?
Yeah. It's all downhill from here.
It's all downhill from there.
It's terrible. Yeah. And it's Christmas. You'd be Christmas shopping.
That's right.
Oh, no, not yet. By the way, a quick note on our schedule here coming up. Unfortunately, I will be traveling during next week's big Apple keynote. However, I hope to be able to do a show the following week. So that will give us some time to digest all the new stuff and all the announcements from Apple and review them with our thoughts and opinions and all that for the following week. So that will be Monday, June 12th, hopefully. So, what about next week? Apple's big day is on Monday, just 4 days from now. And I'm not sure what to expect with this one. I've been hearing all kinds of rumors. Mm-hmm. Some are not good. A lot of speculation as to whether or not this will be one of Apple's kind of rare stumbles and releasing a product that may not do well at all. Of course, I'm referring to the new headset rumored to be revealed. What are you guys' thoughts on this? I haven't talked to you in a while. What do you think?
I'm expecting a gold-plated edition version and a sport version.
A gold-plated version, like $20,000, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how many.
Yeah, and you can't wear it in public,
right?
Because it gets stolen.
How many folks are going to buy this thing? Is a good question.
Well, the bigger question is it even going to be released? Are they just going to talk about it and release it at the end of the year?
And, oh yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Definitely. But the other thing is, are they going to? Is it even going to be for consumers? Can you buy it yet when they announce when it is available? Is it only for developers? See, a lot of questions. We don't
right now
really
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I think it, for developers for sure, and then for the rest of us, you start saving $500 a month for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you save you pay $100 now and become a developer just to be able to buy it, right? $100 tax.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you really want one. But yeah, well,
it's certainly something that.
Go ahead.
As I said, it's certainly something that it's anticipated, and I'm not really sure what you're going to get. I think that's kind of the exciting thing and the not exciting thing at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, Apple's really good, or has been traditionally, at keeping things quiet. So, yeah, who knows what hasn't leaked yet. I mean, from what I hear, there's something being made in production right now. So there definitely is going to be a product. There's just not very clear on what it's going to actually be.
Unless somebody leaves it at a bar somewhere.
Yeah, unless someone leaves it at a bar.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Then we'll know exactly what it is. But yeah, it's so okay. A couple of things. We'll get in the news here now. News. It's all speculation at this point, but there is a couple of things happening with this. So Apple on their where was this? This was on their developer website. They're kind of teasing this idea of a new era and the ability to code new worlds at WWDC this year in anticipation of the announcement of the mixed reality headset. So it says code new worlds. And then in a tweet that Apple that was shared by Apple earlier this week, I think, they made the new era remark. So they're kind of leaning into the high expectations here surrounding this keynote. So this would be the launch of a new device, a new operating system, something that has not happened since the original Apple Watch in September 2014, right? So it's been a long time since they've done anything remotely like this. Should be pretty interesting to see, but... So, yeah, lots of questions. You know, part of me thinks there's something Apple has that we don't know, because just on the surface, looking at this, this is not a category that's really doing anything, right? Anybody excited about this? Anybody asking for this? No. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. Now, Mark Gurman,
you think something could get under the radar? I mean, it doesn't seem like they surprise too many people these days.
I know that's the thing that's making me a little nervous here is even if they came out with the absolute best, right? Mixed reality headset, it's still going to be for most people. Okay. People are in the camp of, I'm never going to put one of those in my head.
Sure.
You know, it's big and bulky unless you're playing games, so that now your audience is even smaller, right? I don't see the mass appeal of it yet, like a watch, right? So
well, we don't know
exactly.
And it's 2023 and maybe it kind of creates a new category, and 10 years from now everyone's wearing something that's, you know, you can't really see it on your face, but it's there. I don't know, I'm making it up.
Yeah, right.
But you just don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
And I've heard people refer to this, at least another podcast, speculating about this, that this may perhaps be the Newton version of this. Mm. Remember the Newton, how excited people were for that? It was supposed to be a whole new thing, and it just kind of didn't really go anywhere, except it set the foundations for the iPhone that we have today. It is also the creation of ARM chips was in the Newton from Apple. Right. So even if this doesn't go anywhere now, is it laying the foundation for the future for Apple? And Apple has enough money, I think, where they can just ride this out until it becomes really big. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn. It's not going to be a pair of glasses you put on. This is going to be more like a ski goggles.
Yeah, that was actually my question. Yeah. Is like, if it does come out to be, because it's a headset, right? That is reminiscent of headgear. It's not as elegant as glasses, which was the previous rumor that it could correct your vision. It looks like a normal pair of glasses. That would be amazing. I don't know if we're there yet.
Yeah, maybe that's where we are six years from now.
Exactly. And if they have rose gold, I might just go ahead and buy them.
Rose gold. Okay. This is going to be interesting. Okay. So let's say,
it will be.
Let's say they do come out with this, they announce it for developers only. And it's, you know, $2,500 to $3,000. There's enough developers signed up with Apple to sell this thing out probably immediately. Right. Millions of them. So, and then I know their production run is not that big. So the question is, will normal people, will Apple obsessed fans, including myself, will they be lining up to try to get one of these as well? Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just depends what you can do with it.
Right.
Day one, if you can do one thing with it, it's, you know, heck no, it's got to have some application to it, or it's just a really expensive toy, which some people would buy.
Right.
But a lot of people won't buy.
Right. I mean, it from what I've heard, again, all rumors, but this I think was from Mark Gurman, that right out of the gate, I think most iPad apps are going to work on this thing. So
that's
great.
Gives you a pretty big pool of you know, stuff to choose from. But then again, maybe you just want to be one of the first to even try it, right?
Yeah. Oh, so we're going to buy one and keep it in the box, right?
Yeah. Don't touch it. Don't open it. Keep it sealed. It's going to be worth more down the road, the very first one. And even if it flops completely and it's the biggest fiasco Apple has ever done,
right,
it's the Edsel of Apple products, then it's even worth better. Even more.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's fair point. Fair point. So that's your investment strategy right there. If it's a winning product, you thumbs up. If it's a losing product, thumbs up. Just don't open it.
Well, it's Apple. They really can't lose, but
Yeah. I think that this device will, I mean, the intention is to replace all your screens, perhaps your work screen, your
maybe
TV screen. You're able to watch and do whatever you want on there. Your iPad, it could double as your phone, so you don't have to take it off to answer a call, right? It's on your face. So, I mean, you could see pretty much people just wearing it all day. I mean, you've seen all the teenagers I work with, or at least know, have their face in their phone all day anyway. So
they do. Yeah. It's funny.
Now it's just strapped on.
Well, also, can you do like a Microsoft Teams call in it? You know, so and you know, all of a sudden you're going to be on Teams and everyone's got their headsets on, but you see, I don't know,
your Memoji. You won't see your face. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mark Gurman from Bloomberg said that he expects this keynote to be one of Apple's longest ever, easily exceeding 2 hours.
Mm.
And that's with a pre-recorded keynote, by the way. No breaks for applause. Mm. That's going to be one long keynote.
Well, I think I can see that if they're going to go through, like they usually do, all the OS updates, because I think there's some big things coming both for iPad and watch. So those could be 15, 20 minutes just for those two bits. So at least I'm hoping. I would like to see a lot of great updates for both those products.
Yeah. You know, that would probably be something. Okay, that's another good question then, Chris. Is this a one more thing? Is it at the very end? Probably.
Yeah, right? That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. Mm-hmm. But my first blush when you said that would be, that would be the one more thing. And you know what? Without the audience, it's kind of odd, because it kind of pre-COVID, when they had the audience, even if something was a dud, not necessarily the product, but the presentation or anything that didn't go perfect or wasn't perfect,
right,
you still get like a clap, but you can tell it wasn't all that enthusiastic.
It was probably Apple employees,
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. Clap harder in the front row. This, you just don't know. You like one more thing and they show it up there and it's you know, you're not going to have a laugh track from like, you know, a sitcom. Or a clap track,
right?
So you're not going to see what you know with the live part of it. Always brings out like the emotion and what's going on. So that's what you're going to miss,
right? I mean, just like last year's WWDC event, they've invited press and they've invited you know, the people who come to the event, developers, all that are going to be there watching the video. You know, so, I mean, just like last year, there's nothing really live about it other than they're watching it on campus. So when it's done, then they can talk to them directly, or let them, in most cases, be a product there for them to touch and see and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Don't know if there is even going to be a product here. But I do think that, yes, if you have to announce all the new OSs, right, in particular the Watch, which has been rumored that Watch OS 10 is going to be a big change, then, yes, you want to get that over with first. And also, are you going to, there's rumors of a couple of Macs being released as well, updates to certain machines. You don't want to do that afterwards because nobody's going to be listening, right? You want to do it before this big thing. So you want to save the bulk of the time for it, but we'll see.
So time goes fast. So I think 2 hours, 2 hours would not be a heavy lift for this event at all. And for us, you know, I typically try to exercise. I won't do a 2 hour exercise, you know, so, but it'll go fast.
Yeah.
It'll be, the ones that are short, you notice extremely more than the ones that are a little long. Cause if you're enjoying it, it's just going to go pretty
exactly,
fast.
Exactly. Anyway. Exactly. I mean, unfortunately for me that day, I'm working nonstop morning to evening. I cannot take a break to watch any of this. So I'm going to have to watch it that night. So it'll be a different experience for me, at least. It won't be live. I know none of it's live, but I won't be watching at the same time as everybody else. So I'm going to have to hope I don't hear anything before I actually get a chance that evening to watch it. And like I said, a week later, we'll be able to actually talk about it, on the show.
Well, we'll have some, typically if we did it the day after, there's not as much public reaction that we can do it a week later. So we might have, it was always our reaction versus public. Now we'll have a lot more.
Right. There'll be more follow-up from other people, their reactions to it too.
Yeah.
Now also, if you go to Apple's event page for WWDC 23, they have, if you go to that site on your phone, I think it's on your phone, right? You get the
iPad.
Is it phone and iPad? You get the Apple's event webpage on iPhone and iPad. You get that. I'm going to say this right. VR, right? AR. What they've done in the past with their events, where you can hold your phone up and whatever it is appears in your space. And in this case, it's a morphing Apple translucent logo. And in the middle, it as it moves around, you can see the date. I don't get this at all. This is weird.
I didn't either. I was like trying to figure it out. I was sitting outside in a chair next to my pool, and I'm like looking at this thing, picking my eye. Like I had no idea what I was looking at.
For what they're about to announce, is it just simply the fact that it's Apple itself is now going to appear in AR, right?
It's translucent.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe this might be teasing the experience.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Yeah. But if it is,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, we've had this for years. This is nothing new from them. So no, I don't know. And it's kind of weird. But if you go there, you can see that before the event here. we're going to have to wait and see, just 4 days from now. I'm actually almost more excited about what they're going to do with the watch, with the,
yeah, me too.
With the interface, the actual, interface to it. It needs an update, right?
Right.
So very cool. Could be neat. Anything else you want to mention about the next week? Before we move on? No.
All hopefully it doesn't have a green screen.
Hopefully it goes well for them and doesn't like the feed doesn't go down in the middle of doing this thing.
Yeah.
But they're pretty good about that, aren't they? They've not had issues, I don't think, with their events doing the video.
No, there doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. I think they've got it down. What else is going on this week? Oh, big news was announced, and now it's already even out before we've had a chance to talk about it again, and that is that Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro have come to the iPad. So Final Cut, which is Apple's professional video editing software, has exclusively been on the Mac, and the same for Logic Pro, their audio editing software, the Pro version. And there's Apple says that they're both have been designed with a touch-first interface that turns the iPad into the ultimate mobile studio. Because for years, you've been able to use iMovie and GarageBand, right, on your iPad. But this is the pro version of both of those apps, which, you know, in the past, you've had to purchase and only be able to use on your Mac, both like a one-time purchase. I think, what was the price here for, because I've done it so long ago. I have Final Cut Pro, but I do not have Logic. I actually use Adobe Audition for editing audio. Final Cut Pro for the Mac is $299, and Logic Pro is $199. So this is unusual for Apple, but if you want to get Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro for the iPad, it's a subscription. It's $5 a month.
There it is.
Or $50 a year. And you get a 1 month free trial for each. That's kind of, I kind of, at first I thought I was against them. My immediate reaction was, oh, I hate this idea. And I started thinking about it. It's like, well, wait a minute. If I just want to try it out, or if I just need it for one project, it's $5 for the, I have the month to use it, right?
Correct.
So actually not a bad deal. Now I'm, I'm kind of wishing Final Cut Pro on the Mac was this way. That's right. Because there may be a month or two I don't even use it that I could be saving, but I already paid for it.
I'm curious how many people actually use their iPad for this type of work. I mean, unless you dock it into like an XDR, right? And do things with a mouse.
Well, I think what it's going to do is open up that ability, right? So it's going to change people's workflows. That, and I don't know if it goes backward. I think you can start something on the iPad and move it to the Mac, but I don't think it goes the other way. I don't, I'm not sure how that works yet. It's too new, but I can see that, right? If you're, heck, even if you're, it was a kind of a dream of mine when we were shooting commercials, is to be able to edit it while we're shooting. Right? I want to know if this sequence is going to work. So while they're setting up the next thing, you know, you get the footage off the SD card, you pop it into the iPad and you edit right there. I mean, you can do it with a laptop, but iPad's a little more on the go. That sort of thing. It's going to change people's workflow a bit. Anyway, especially for the Logic Pro, I think for the music side of it, I can see people doing all kinds of things on the go. So
I see.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice upgrade, that's for sure.
And it's a, and I know, again, I'll probably try out the Final Cut Pro, just $5, I'll give it a shot, or I get a free month, right? Play with it. I think I just want to see how they're going to integrate the touch into editing and whether I like it better than what I'm doing now. Who knows, right? Apparently, you can use the Apple Pencil and draw onto this thing somehow.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, that's an advantage. You still have, you have the large iPad Pro version 1, correct? Like 11.9
inches. And it's now what do you call that? EOL end of life, because I can't update the software anymore. So it's time. But I've been waiting, cuz I keep hearing the rumors of the bigger ones coming, right? For drawing, that would be awesome to have bigger than the 12.9, so I'd hate to buy the last one. Man. At that size, and then the next, within months, they come out with a bigger, better one. It's like, I've waited this long.
12.9 is big, though, Tom.
Big. Not when you're drawing. No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Really?
Especially especially if I can edit on it now. I need a bigger screen, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a desktop.
Yeah. Okay.
I will need a new bag to carry it in if it's bigger. But, yeah, for what I do, you can't have enough screen space. But on the road, this would be really nice to have just a little bit more, you know. But yeah, I'm using the old original pencil that you got to stick into the lightning port, you know, and hope it doesn't break, you know, if you accidentally bump it. So yeah, it'd be a nice update. Just wait and see. I don't know that it's even anything's even coming this year for the iPad that's going to be a big enough update from what they have now, but.
You don't need an iPad anymore. You'll just need your headset.
You what? What was that?
That's right.
Yeah. The biggest.
Yes, sir.
The screen is huge. It's my entire wall.
And it works. It works on there. Yeah.
So are we going to be? Are we going to wear gloves like Tom Cruise in Minority Report?
I don't know. Yeah.
Or are we going to do like Tony Stark with Jarvis and just put your hands out in the air and spin things around? And
yep,
that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the hands in the air, Tom. You won't need gloves.
Won't need gloves. Okay.
Because if you have gloves, you have to charge them. You don't want anything else to charge.
Yeah, wireless charging pad that you set your gloves on so they'll charge overnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
There you go.
Can do that. I'm not buying a new iPad if that's what's coming. So
we'll it could be see. Whatever size you want it to be.
That would actually be pretty wild.
Yeah.
So who knows? You know what? This may be pretty exciting, depending on how far they've taken this, right? Or the potential, right? Is there kind of like with the Newton?
Certainly.
With the Newton, you saw the potential, right? At least I did when we had them in at work. It was just amazing to sit in a meeting and be able to send notes back and forth to each other, right? You had to realize at the time you couldn't do that with a phone. I'm drawing something and sending it to someone. It was amazing. Anyway.
Just don't try to spell the word cat because it'll come around as hippopotamus.
Yeah. Well, there's certain features of that they improved on over time.
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly. What else happened while we were kind of away for a while here? Apple announced a new Pride band matching an Apple Watch face and iPhone wallpaper. Have you guys seen this, the new one? They do this every year.
Just in the story. Yeah, they seem to do it every year.
Yeah, okay. So it's got this – this is – what do they call this? Pills? They're the shape of a pill, but they're – it's like confetti.
It looks like confetti.
Or sprinkles.
Oh, sprinkles. I can see the pills.
Like sprinkles on a cupcake or something.
Sprinkles,
right?
There you go.
But what is really amazing here, there's two things I thought were pretty cool with this. That each band is unique, as the production process means that the pills are offset slightly for each band during the compression molding process. So in the forming process, the base material flows around each individual shape, creating small variations in their layout. No two bands are exactly alike. That is pretty cool. They say reflecting the individuality of all members of the community. So that is pretty neat. I don't think I've seen them do anything like that before. Again, it's $49. It's a silicone band, right? It's just like a sport loop, white with these bright colors. Now, the face, the watch face, again, is something I've not seen them do quite like this. There's one thing I'm flipping through all my watch faces. Here it is. Okay. Have either of you downloaded this face yet and put it on?
I have not.
Okay. So, unlike other face.
Oh, no. There it is. It is on my face.
Okay.
It's right there.
Okay. What do you see
on
the watch face that you noticed?
Oh, my gosh.
It's moving.
By itself.
Now, if you touch it, it moves away from it. We've seen that before. It interacts with your touch, and they all move around, and then they go back to where they were. But just sitting there, they're spinning around the watch face. And I don't think I've seen Apple do this with a face before. I wish they would do more of this. This is pretty cool. When you think about all the potential here. Now, when your screen, when it's no longer active, right, you turn your wrist and it goes into the always on mode, they freeze. But as soon as you awaken it, they start moving again. Very cool. It is.
You know, the.
Go ahead.
It is very cool. But and all the variations of the faces, the pills is the one I like the least. There's some other cool.
Much better
than the pills.
Yeah. Right. Now this is, free for all Apple Watch, models in 41 and 45 millimeter sizes. You have to have watchOS 9.5 to get it. And, the new iPhone Pride wallpaper, you'll need to be running iOS 16.5, but again, I don't always agree with the design on these things that they do, but they do one every year. But I do like how they're pushing the limits of what they can do. Maybe this is the beginning of seeing some pretty cool new watch faces from Apple with this approach. But
yeah, there's a couple on here that are really nice. And if you could customize them even further with color and design, that'd be nice.
Yeah, all kinds of things you could do with it. All right, now let's talk about some problems here. This popped up this past week. If you update it to 9.5, some users were complaining on their watch that they get this odd green screen tint where the background is not black. It's kind of a greenish or gray. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did either of you experience that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
In particular, when you go to the control center, you can really notice it, apparently. And there's photos here. I'll put a link in the show notes for this article. You can see it if you want to. But it's side by side showing a watch with and without it, and you can see the kind of ugly, not very attractive looking on the watch.
Yeah.
And since then, there's been an update to 9.5.1, which apparently fixes the green tint issue with some other bug fixes. But Apple doesn't really even acknowledge it. They don't say that that's what it fixes. Mm-hmm. They just did this.
Yeah.
And apparently supposedly 9.5.1 was to fix a bug that prevented users from unlocking their Mac with their watch. Mm-hmm. However, it introduced this new bug, right? I'm sorry, 9.5, not 0.1. But they started complaining about this issue. Now they have 9.5.1. And apparently for a lot of people, it did fix it. Others say that it still has not resolved it. And then another big group of people say they never saw it in the first place.
Right.
So if you didn't see it, you're lucky. Yeah. If you have it, try 9.5.1. It might fix it. If not, I don't know what your next steps are other than to wait for the next version of the OS.
Right. Yeah, it looks like I'm up for 9.5.1.
Okay.
I just checked. It's not installed yet, but I have not had any of the green screen or problems unlocking my Mac. It works. Mm. Every time. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I just haven't experienced anything.
Right. You're lucky. Who knows how these bugs pop up? They don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things. They fix one thing and two other things break. I mean, that's just the nature of programming, right?
Maybe they just needed to restart it.
When in doubt,
restart
it.
Restart. Yeah. Exactly. Can't tell you how many times that just fixes something.
It works.
Okay. Speaking of problems with your Apple Watch and the screen, this is direct from Apple. Apple Watch Series 6 service program for blank screen issue. So Apple has determined that the screen of a very small percentage of 40-millimeter Apple Watch Series 6 devices may go blank permanently. Mm. Affected devices were manufactured between April of 2021 and September of 2021. If your Apple Watch has exhibited this issue, please use a serial number checker below. This is, I'll put a link in the show notes to this page from Apple. You put in your serial number to see if your device is eligible for the program. Take it to an authorized Apple service provider free of charge. They will fix it. I don't know if they can fix it or if they simply replace it.
Right. Which is,
I'm guessing they'd replace it.
They might. They might just do that.
Well, what would they replace it with? They wouldn't give you a 6, would they?
If they have them.
They'd probably give you something new.
If they have them, I'm sure they would. Mm-hmm. You might get an upgrade. Yeah. Because I don't think it's worth their time to replace the screen.
Not at all. Yeah. Not even close. Yeah.
And I assume that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. If they're asking you to bring it in, and there's no amount of software is going to fix this.
No, exactly. Yeah. And if they have inventory of 6s, that they're the cost is already sunk. They're just going to give them to you.
Right. I mean, who knows? A bad connection to the screen. Who knows what this issue is? That wasn't secured properly or came loose, or who knows what it is. They're not going to tell you what the problem is.
All right. There's a guy in the back with super glue.
Yeah. I just pop it off, you know, tighten the connection and glue it back on.
Well,
right?
Well, it's something they probably knew something could have happened because it, certainly I know they have the, you know, April 2021 through September 2021, right? That's 5 months, 6 months, 5 months. So something must have been awry that they just were waiting for something to happen because, you know, that's a very, they fixed something in October 2021.
Yeah, I think it's something where, or that was a time period where they had a batch of watches that were maybe apart from a different supplier. Or something they know, exactly. Something they noticed, yeah, was wrong,
right?
And they said, "Uh oh, mm-hmm. we're getting this is this is not good." And here's the dates between when it may have happened. So
and something finally happened, and they were ready for it, and boom.
So a blank screen, or a green screen. Either way, it's some issues that if you're having, there's a way to fix them. What else is going on? This just kind of floated by real quick. People didn't really talk about it very much, but I thought it was a pretty big deal. Apple expands their U.S. investment with a multi-billion-dollar Broadcom deal for 5G tech. So with this partnership, Apple's calling it a multi-billion-dollar deal. We'll see Broadcom develop and build a number of key 5G radio frequency components in the United States. So through this collaboration, Broadcom will develop 5G radio frequency components, including FBAR filters and cutting-edge wireless connectivity components. Mm. The FBAR filters will be designed and built in several key American manufacturing and technology hubs, including Fort Collins, Colorado, where Broadcom has a major facility. So Apple says it's already helped support 1,100 jobs in that facility in Fort Collins, and this will help them to continue to invest in that. Apple made a pledge back in 2021 or an announcement to invest $430 billion into the U.S. economy over 5 years. And so far, they're on pace to meet their target is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting. But again, I thought that kind of flew under the radar there. What?
Do you know how big Broadcom is?
No,
I looked him up because I was like, I had no idea until I looked him up. I'm like, holy cow.
Aren't they a company that at one point was for sale and Apple almost bought them?
Broadcom? Hmm.
Yes.
I don't know.
And then I think they have since decided not to sell their business. 2019. That's what it is. Here it is in the article. It was rumored that Apple was in the running to acquire their radio frequency or RF segment of its wireless chip business. Mm. Nothing ultimately came of the rumors, and Broadcom eventually opted not to sell the business.
Okay.
So, interesting. Yeah.
Well, guess who bought Broadcom stock today, by the way, when I saw that story?
Oh, really?
Why not?
Little talk.
It's pretty expensive stock, though. It's not cheap.
Yeah, little stock tip there for you. Well, yeah, you know, this is interesting because we know Apple wants to control every component themselves. So I'm kind of surprised they didn't buy it, you know?
They might have tried.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm Googling FBAR here.
Yeah, what is FBAR?
It's a thin film bulk acoustic resonator.
Okay.
Yeah, so
sounds important.
Yeah, it's a little thing that sits in between two electrodes, and I guess it creates the frequency that you need. Yeah.
What's the frequency there? Okay.
Yeah.
That is kind of important.
Makes it makes frequency range between 100 megahertz and 20 gigahertz.
Okay.
Yeah. So two little vibrating thingies.
But I love the fact that this is done in the U.S. This is something you don't hear about all the time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think most people are under the impression that any electronic thing in the world is not done in the U.S. It is all done over in Asia and other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, good for Apple. When we were talking about the Apple Watch, the new version coming out of the OS. Well, now we're hearing some specifics about the actual Series 9 watch itself, the hardware. And apparently, expectations are that it could include a very big speed boost that we haven't seen in quite a while. Because as we've mentioned here on the show before, Apple used the same 64-bit dual-core processor in the Series 7 that it launched originally in the Series 6, but they just changed the name to S7. And then the Apple Watch Ultra and the Series 8 come out with an S8 64-bit dual-core processor, which is basically the same as the S7 and the S6. So for three generations here, four actually, speed and the actual chip architecture have not changed. So now it looks like the new watch will be the first performance upgrade since 2020. And Mark Gurman has said that it would be powered by a new processor, and he said it would probably be based on the A15 chip. Okay, so the A15 Bionic arrived with the iPhone 13 lineup. Okay, so that's last year's phone, right? That's a 6-core CPU, 16-core neural engine, 15 billion transistors. That would be a nice upgrade for the watch.
Wow.
Now, I'll ask the question. I'm going to ask this about everything, I guess, from now on. Is that necessary to, I don't know, communicate with your headset?
Yeah.
It might.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. Timing is nice, right?
And is there going to be an ultra version of the 9?
Oh, most certainly. Yeah. Now that I don't know how much will change with that. Maybe we'll get another color.
The speed, maybe.
Well, the speed, the chip will definitely be the performance. Yeah, now, the other thing about this chip, besides being faster and more responsive, it will likely be more efficient, which may give you even more Apple Watch battery life.
Yeah, that's the important thing. That's good.
So there's a lot going on here that they're trying to, you know, give you a reason to upgrade. That might be one. With the Ultra, the only thing I can think of that they do is perhaps we get a different color option of the case, maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, I haven't upgraded. I mean, I bought the Ultra last year, but my phone is 2 years old. My iPad's 4 years old. Right. My iPad Mini's 3 years old. I haven't upgraded, bought anything, any hardware.
Right.
I don't think I'll buy a new watch this year for the first time since the watch came out.
Yeah. I mean, it's one heck of a watch, isn't it? The Ultra. I mean, it just, I don't know what they could do other than that, right? A little more responsive and a little more battery life, but don't know if that gets anybody to move.
Maybe
to move, right?
Well, they might come out with the Ultra Plus.
Okay. And what would that be? Bigger?
I don't know.
Thinking to go even bigger?
Faster, which is, it sounds like it can be. Bigger, maybe a little bit.
20% more battery.
And it can't be. Yeah, it can't be the Ultra Max because I think HBO is got the new word Max.
They
now,
do, so they don't they?
Use Max. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Have you guys been on that? Have you? Did you? Did you make the shift?
We switched.
Okay. How was the shift on your Apple TV? By the way.
Oh, I haven't done it on the TV. I've only done it on the phone.
Oh,
it was fine.
Okay.
I have two. Mine was fine on both on all my devices. It was painless.
Now I heard somewhere that if you log into, which I did, your HBO Max app on the Apple TV on the date that Max was released, you would be prompted to download Max. I was not prompted.
I was not. No.
Nope. So I just downloaded it cold.
Wow.
Like a new app, right?
Yeah.
Launched it, put in my password for HBO Max, and it took it, and it had all my family set up. And it was just, it just took it. I was shocked.
It worked.
I was shocked that it worked that well. And all of my, you know, Up Next and what I was watching, Continue, all that stuff was all there.
Right.
I give them credit for that. As much as I've knocked them in the past, they actually made this transition work.
Yeah.
Now,
I actually said that to someone too.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was seamless.
It was. And it had to be, I guess. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Now, because something I had heard earlier about this was that it wasn't going to support Apple's built-in, you know, what's next. Remember when you go to Apple TV and it shows you from all the different apps that you watch shows from, you get a running list of what you've been watching.
Right.
And I heard it wasn't going to do that. Like Netflix is not in that list, right? But things like Amazon or Disney, they're all in that list. Mm. Well, they all showed up just fine. All my HBO stuff.
Yeah.
So
mine were
I don't know if that was a mistake or someone had an old, was reviewing an older version of it or what, but that's there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So very nice. Yeah. And it's interesting because it's got some other new content in it. I'm still not happy they got rid of the word HBO, but.
That's true.
As long as the content continues to be like HBO, it'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's grown on me a little bit.
Although I got to say, with HBO, I don't have a whole lot to really get excited about anymore. Everything's ended. Right? I mean, the last big HBO show I really enjoyed was Succession, and that's done now.
Let's roll it. I'm finished.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you haven't? Okay. No spoilers here.
No spoilers.
I won't give any
spoilers. Oh, I better change what I like this week. I'm serious.
Oh, really?
All right, I'll do that next time. Okay. You got to watch the ending.
Oh. Yeah, you got to know how it ends.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Okay.
Right. See, now I need to come up with what I like this week.
See,
on the fly.
That
is the hardest thing to do.
That is an entire podcast just to talk about this show, the show Succession and how it ended and what everybody thinks about it because it was, and the same with Ted Lasso, right? That ended. And I know some of you, maybe both of you, have not watched the last one yet.
Right.
So.
It's waiting for me.
Okay.
It's waiting for me.
Okay. All right. Let's see what else. Let's get into patents. It's not an Apple Watchcast show without a patent from Apple. This is from Patently Apple. And I think we may have mentioned or touched on this before when they filed for it, but they now won a patent for a future Apple Watch band system that supports specialized bands for monitoring athletic activity and health issues. So yet another band they will never, ever produce because they've not made one of these in all these years. But this is an interesting concept, is that it can respond to the identification of a particular band by performing particular functions, such as changing an aspect of the user interface or altering settings of the electronic device. As an example, back in December 2019, there was a patent from Apple in relation to assisting seniors with Parkinson's disease. In the future, those with a distinct health issue could choose a band that would monitor specifics for the user and present a custom UI for that particular health issue without the user having to play with settings that are too complicated. That is awesome. If they've got that going, I can see why they wanted to patent this. That is pretty cool that you simply put on a band and all of a sudden the UI has changed because it knows you, what your health specifics are.
Right.
Another example, they said with specific heart problems, perhaps one band could be for athletes that are seeking to monitor specific health measurements while exercising or playing a sport. I mean, there's all kinds of things you could do with this. But it's the idea of the band or the watch, I'm sorry, identifying the band, which has certain capabilities
and
changing what the watch shows you. I'll take it down to the very basics. I would be thrilled if it simply changed the watch face to match the band. Okay.
Right.
Let's go from there.
Get on with it.
Yeah. Let's start there.
There's so many great ideas that are simple.
Yeah.
That could use that use case is beautiful.
Tom. Yeah.
Let's start with that.
Exactly. It's the low-hanging fruit here, right? That's the easiest thing they could do is to change them. Because we know you can already change the watch face by sending it to someone. Mm-hmm. So all it does when it detects that band is send you that face. Go ahead.
At IBM, at their research center, you can walk in and there's like a little plaque for every patent they have.
Mm.
And it's just a wall of patents. It's somewhat impressive. So I got to think at the Apple office, there's a wall of patents that's three times as large just for band patents that aren't going to be ever used.
Band patents.
Ban. That was hard to say, by the way. Patent bans, ban patents.
Now, if you had a band for Claude Van Damme and you had a patent for that, what would you call it?
Oh, my. A Van Damme band patent.
A Van Damme band patent. Patent
Van Damme band.
Okay.
All right. You just found one of your bloopers for the year-end show.
There you go.
Right there. That 1 minute segment.
Okay. So yeah, that's it's interesting. I think Apple, instead of having a wall of patents, probably has an entire server farm filled with the digital files of all their patents because they do so
easily
many.
Yeah.
It's insane. And I get all excited about these patents for the watch and these bands, and it just never happens. Never.
Yeah.
One day, the next CEO, when Tim Cook retires, the guy's going to come in. The first words out of his mouth is, do some of these damn band patents.
These damn
band
patents. They're going to be
for the headset. It's not going to be for the watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. It's in the headset. Well, yeah, forget the headset. Forget making this ridiculous mixed reality headset. Let's do these band patents. Yes. Come on.
How much revenue would be in these band patents? That'd be billions of dollars in revenue. Yeah.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because I'd buy them all.
So would I.
Damn band patents.
Okay, enough of the tongue twisters. Here we go. Last story, I promise. This is the last one. I thought this was really cool, too. This is from 9to5 Mac. They did a poll. Should Apple bring back the 90s Apple Watch face? And you may be saying, wait a minute, what's the 90s Apple Watch face? We had the iPod Nano. Was the first Apple Watch, right? The people would take the Nano, put on the watch face on the screen, and third party companies actually made bands for it that you could wear it like a watch. Well, actually, before that, Apple sold analog watches. This was in the 80s and the 90s, and they had a lot of abstract looking ones. I actually have one, not this one in particular, but I have an old Apple Watch from back in the, I guess, 90s as well, when you could buy Apple gear in a catalog, an actual paper catalog, right? Like sweatshirts and things. And they had things like watches, and pencils and pens and all this kind of stuff with the Apple logo on it. Anyway, this one is from the 90s, and it's a really wild looking face with the rainbow Apple logo at the top. Your watch hands are a red bar and a green triangle with a yellow dot in the middle and a squiggly line for the second hand. And it was on a blue beveled round watch band, or watch itself with a black band. So someone has taken that concept and made an Apple Watch face for it, which looks pretty cool. And they did a poll. Do you think they should do this? And the responses were going to be, yeah, they should. Indifferent, not sure, no thanks. Yeah, do it, was 78.5% of the votes.
Exactly. Why not?
So I think if Apple's paying attention, how hard would this be to do, right?
Yeah.
It would be wonderful little retro, you know, nod to their history, right? Very cool.
I think it's when I saw this, I was like, "Why not? This should be the they should have this
Somebody
ready Monday."
Patent for that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, that's
there might be a patent for this. They have to resurrect.
Well, someone at Apple, I'm sure it came through Apple at one point. But anyway, yeah. In fact, I still think I have some of the, like an old white sweatshirt with the word Apple, where each letter is a different color kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still have some of that gear somewhere in my closet. But I have a different Apple Watch face. It's more simplified than that, with the Apple logo on it. Just kind of a clean white face, I think. I'd have to pull it out. I haven't looked at it in years. It wasn't this wild one. But anyway, I'll put a link in the show notes to this. People can see it. You can vote. Not that Apple's paying attention, but who knows? I mean, That would be nice. But all right, we'll get to what we like here in just a minute. But first, a quick reminder that the Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. If you become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as a dollar a month, you can help us to keep producing this show. Check out our page at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. Big thanks to all of our patrons. You make this show possible. All right, who would like to go first? I'm just going to throw it out there. How about Vincent? We'll give Chris a little more time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was in New York City the last few days, and we romped around the city. And I don't know if you've been there since they switched all of the subways to the tap to pay.
No. No.
So, yeah, every single ride was just, you know, through my watch. Nice. There was no more of this anxiety of finding out where your Metro card is, a little piece of paper, or it's been demagnetized, you dropped it somewhere. If it swipes, you just go up there and you tap it and you go in. And in my previous tip, I turned on express transit mode so that you don't have to then like double click. You just go up there and tap it and it lets you in. So just trekking around, taking the subway. I didn't hop on a bus, but apparently you can do the same thing, transfer with your Apple Watch. It was a much less stressful experience, just an overall pretty awesome. And then where did we go? We took the subway to the Museum of Modern Art, the MoMA.
Oh yeah.
And there I sent y'all some pictures.
Yes, to, I saw that. The,
an interface design gaming and just interface design exhibit. And they had the original, Macintosh SE home computer. They had a couple of Emacs too, strapped to the wall.
Okay.
As well as the original iPod that I sent you guys a picture of, with the with the not had a click wheel right with the buttons on the rounded. So it was just kind of a really cool exhibit around different types of interaction devices and interfaces. All the different joysticks for different gaming consoles and everything else. But yeah, overall, I mean, New York City is definitely a place where if you have a watch, you can tap on pretty much anything to pay for it. So it was there's no more cash, basically. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. I remember it's been a while since we've been in New York. I mean, my daughter lives in Brooklyn. And so when we went to visit and we're going to different places in New York, we'd go, we take the subway or whatever, you know, kind of that experience. And yeah, I was watching the whole process of buying the thing up front and the kiosk and all that. And it's like, the watch would be so much easier to do. That's been a number of years. So I'm glad they finally got that implemented.
That's nice. All done. Yeah.
Good
deal. Took a couple of years of COVID, given to retroactively do everything.
All right. Chris, what do you got this week?
So what I like this week is I hadn't been to concerts post COVID, and I was a big concert goer. So in the course of a week, I went to two different concerts. One was Keb Mo. If you guys know who Keb Mo is, he's a blues. There's in Nashville. He's from Memphis, I think, or actually he's from California. Great concert, man. I mean, this guy. He's probably 75 years old and he went almost 2 hours without stopping. So, I loved it. And I got four or five, notifications from my watch that I was in a loud area. So he was jamming. and also building on what Vincent just said is I also use Tap to Pay for my alcohol and my food. So it was really, really cool. Mm-hmm,
Gotta love it.
Tennessee Theater is integrated, yes. And then I was in Cincinnati less than a week later and saw Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, nice.
Outdoor venue. And I hadn't been to an outdoor venue watching a concert in a long time. Growing up in Northeast Ohio, there's a really nice one there. But I think every song I got the you're in a loud area notification because it was a much louder concert than Keb Mo. And again, I could use Tap to Pay for about anything I needed there, including the, you know, $6 waters, which, you know, what a deal. But you could tap to pay as many as you want.
That's right. It's because it doesn't, you're not really paying for it, right? It doesn't,
you're
really,
not. You're
it
not.
Doesn't really happen. Yeah, it's too easy.
So anyway, it was just nice to be out. It was nice to see some great live music. And it was always great to use my Apple Watch when I'm at the venues.
Yeah, I love that. I've noticed on our travels lately, speaking of Apple, using your Apple Watch to pay, more and more of the gas stations that we stop at, I'll take it. You know, initially it was tough to find the right one. You know, some of them didn't take it. The older ones still don't. But more often than not, I don't have to pull my wallet out. I just put the watch up and go, start pumping gas, you know. So that's nice. It's really nice when they take that.
It is. I think the last holdout's going to be Walmart.
Yeah, a big one just caved, and that was Kroger, grocery store chain.
Yeah,
Kroger in limited areas to begin with, but they are going to be rolling it out to all Kroger stores. So the last big holdout, you're right, is Walmart, because they have their own.
Right.
So.
Yeah, they do.
Yep. All right. Good deal. What I like this week is this is actually something I mentioned a few episodes back, and that was a book that was published by the Steve Jobs Archive. It's a limited edition book of Steve Jobs in his own words, which is full of interesting things like memos and notes and photos, some of which have never been published before. Very interesting. And I think it's actually available on the Steve Jobs Archive website. You can actually view everything that's in this book, but they actually printed a real book. So this is very interesting and unique things, especially if you're a fan of Steve Jobs and the company he built, Apple. This book is not for sale anywhere. It was given to all, I think, Apple employees. I believe Disney or Pixar employees as well, because of that connection with Pixar. So it's not available. You can't go to any store and buy it. You can't go to anything on the web and just purchase it. Anyway, I saw them popping up on eBay, and as I mentioned last show, I couldn't resist. I won a bid, and it arrived recently. And I have to say, the size of the book surprised me. It's smaller than I thought. This book is only about 6x10 or so. But it's a hardback with really nice printing. The seller from eBay sent it in what I assume was the original box it came in, because it was a perfect fit. Had a nice protective page on the cover. I also believe that this book was never even opened to read at all. And it's like a brand new book. It has that really tight binding feel. And so I'm getting kind of hesitant to like completely open any page, right? And I've only partially opened it to start skimming things and started to read some of it. I mean, for me, it's really just a collectible item at this point. I can read everything on the website, but there's many, many cool things in here. One page that kind of stopped me was a photo of a handwritten note given to Steve by an associate that says, "Steve, President Bill Clinton is holding for you." Now, you know you've made it when the President of the United States is willing to wait for you on hold until you can get on the phone. Great stuff like that is in this book. Little notes and quotes from Steve as well. And the cover of this book is a photo of a much younger Steve Jobs. And it was designed to look like and it may have been from a Polaroid photo. So the photo itself has a gloss finish, and the book is a matte cover to the book. So it looks like a Polaroid photo actually attached to the cover of the book. It's very nice. The book is called Make Something Wonderful, Steve Jobs in His Own Words. It was something I just thought I had to have it, right? And if I was still working at Apple, I might have gotten one for free. But so anyway, I will add this to my growing library of Apple memorabilia. The book is still on eBay, by the way, from a number of sellers. So if you're interested in getting this, I would get it now, because I'm sure down the road, this will only go up in value.
Get two.
Yes, get to. Speaking of collecting historical Apple products, we had a listener feedback from a few weeks ago. This is from a longtime listener, Debbie Bugazia. Hope I'm pronouncing that right, Debbie. And here's what she said. She says, "Hey, guys, thought you'd love season one, episode two of King of Collectibles on Netflix. Original Apple One and one or more of every Apple computer since the beginning. Some sealed in the box. Pretty amazing to see it all. Enjoy, Debbie." Well, I watched the episode, Debbie, and wow, this guy is a real collector. Now, I have more than most people probably have, but this guy is in a league all his own. Not only every Apple computer ever made, but he has the original box that they came in, and several of them are actually sealed in the box, never opened. We're talking about like the 20th anniversary Mac computer sealed in a box, the original Mac sealed in a box. Now, what on the show he was, this show is a reality show of this company that does auctions of collectibles, right? It's kind of a neat idea for a show, kind of like the Pawn Stars kind of thing, but in a whole different way. Anyway, they track down valuable items that people want to put up for auction, and this guy had original Apple One computer, that was working, running. And he wanted to sell it. And then he happened to mention, "I've got a few other things if you want to see him." And he took him into this room and it had all these Apple computers. It was just crazy to see it all. So according to that lesson and what you mentioned before, I should buy two or three of Apple's new mixed reality headsets. I'll use one and leave the other two unopened for about 20 years, right?
That's the
plan? Yeah. So 10 grand probably, right? Okay. We can do that.
It's a retirement plan.
Yeah, exactly. It is. all right. Anyway, thanks for sending that, Debbie. We appreciate that. I think you got me hooked on that show, by the way. They did a lot of sports memorabilia and other things. Just interesting to see that whole world and how into some of this stuff people get. It's just like me. It's just crazy, but for their field, right? Anyway. Anything else before we dry our hands with a restroom air blower and immediately get a loud noise notification on our watch?
Loud noise.
Either that or a concert, right, Chris?
All the time.
Yeah, but just, you know, I'll dry my hands, and as I'm walking out of the restroom, ding, I look at my watch. Loud noise environment. I'm like, oh. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, as always, for being here. I really do appreciate it. Thanks to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchCast. It's a great way to help us to continue to produce the show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchCast. Links to stuff we talk about can always be found on our website at applewatchcast.com. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast service you prefer. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. As always, thanks for listening. Stay safe. And until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.